Yo, 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 what is up, mamacitas and papacitos? Welcome to The Last Wave on KVGM, aka KVGM The Last Wave, playing nothing but smooth video game music every other week, 45 minutes at a time. Thank you so very much for joining me. My name is Hammock. I'm your host, maxing out and relaxing, all cool in our beachside studio in beautiful Aqua City. The temperature is warming up out there, and by warming up, I mean it's staying a consistent 74 degrees Fahrenheit. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Do I get tired of it? Yeah, sure, you know, a little snow would be nice for Christmas, but look, this isn't the Weather Channel. This is The Last Wave, and as usual, we've got a heck of a show in store for you today. If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you subscribe to shows. You can tune into 8 Beats Radio and listen live at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every other Sunday. And of course, our website is kvgmradio.com for all show downloads, track listings, and merchandise. And never forget, kvgmradio@gmail.com if you've got something special you want me to play on the show. And I will, I promise. But listen, did you hear that opening track? Because I sure did. And my goodness gracious sakes alive, what a world we live in. That was Antithesis of a Memory from VG Neo on the PC, composed by CG Mix. It's a fighting game on your personal computer with a little erotic content thrown in for good measure, because we're all adults here with adult needs. Come on. All your favorite variable Geo fighters are back and better than ever, ready to do whatever it takes to win. And I do mean whatever it takes. All right. Let's head to the PlayStation DOS for our next track. It's from Tante Jinguji Saburo, Innocent Black. Here's Dark Detective 2, composed by Seiichi Hamada. Let's take a listen. Oh yeah, okay, let me get my pack of Marlboro Reds out, dust off this old bottle of cheap bourbon, and get ready to solve some murder mysteries. Good grief, what a jazzy number from Seiichi Hamada from Tante Genguji Saburo Innocent Black on the PS2. That was Dark Detective 2. I know you know that this is a Jake Hunter game, but let's check out the official manufacturer's description to find out a little bit more. Quote, popular mystery adventure Detective Saburo Genguji series. While the continuous knifing mysterious is threatening the city of Shinjuku, Ben, microcomputer under the Genguji Saburo, only daughter of the search request that ran away from home, Ninomiya General Hospital Director. Immediately, it was Genguji to embark on research. But there, and great evil, lurking in the shadow of a large hospital, hidden there were murders, another, and... end quote. Excuse me? Yeah, okay. Formula X on the X68000 is a game that we've heard from before, at least three times in the past. But here we are again, number 4. This one's called Fun Games. Still no composer information. Check it out. I mean, this track says it all, right? I'm already having a fun time listening to it. That was Fun Games from Formula X on the X68000. It's a race car game, duh. We already knew that. It doesn't look very fun, duh again. We've been over this. But the music? Yeah. That's where you look under your pillow and find a fresh jam. The X68000 sounds like such a futuristic computer when in reality, it's not. You know, it's an artifact of the past. If you walk down the street and ask 10 people if they know what an X68000 is, 10 of them will say they do not. And that's a shame. That's a real shame. But this next track is anything but a shame. It's from Zudo Isho, With Me Every Time. It's called Midsummer Heat Haze. Hikoshi Hashimoto is the composer. Enjoy. talk about a dreamboat of a track right here. This is like falling in love in a late 80s, early 90s Japanese anime. Leave it to Hideki Hashimoto to bring the feels out in a major way with Midsummer Heat Haze from Zudo Isho with me every time on the PS1. There's a real sense of longing with this track, maybe a tinge of sadness, like maybe something's just out of reach or someone. This soundtrack is the gift that keeps on giving, and there's a good chance we could come back for another revisit. But for now, let's check out a new soundtrack. Septum Charm Magical Kanin on the PC. Here's I Want to Feel This Love, composed by Hideki Higuchi. Check it out. A magical creature went to the normal world to retrieve some seeds. He lost his power and fainted, A girl found him and took him home. Well, this creature became a man after gaining back his power, which surprised the girl some. An incident happened and she became a magical fighter with his kiss. Things start to get complicated as they try to get the seeds, with most people not being what they seem. Is there double penetration in this game? Yeah, absolutely. The game is Septim Charm, Magical Kanan on the PC. The track is I Want You to Feel This Love. Hideki Higuchi is the composer. Ooh, la la. Okay, let's float on a cloud with this next track, huh? It's from Hanasaku DS Gardening Life on the Nintendo DS. Yoshitaka Hirota is the composer. Enjoy. Jeez Louise, talk about stirring up all the emotions on this episode. I mean, I can't think of a better way to spend time in the garden than with this track from Hanasaku DS Gardening Life on the Nintendo DS. Yoshitaka Hirota is the composer. It was developed by Square Enix, so not only is this a gardening simulator and plant guide, but it's also a turn-based JRPG, the first of its kind, no doubt. Build your party, level up by planting flowers, earn more experience for beautiful bouquets, fight off hipsters at your local farmer's market for vendor space, and give the bride her $5,000 worth of floral arrangements for the big wedding. Check please. We're gonna stick around on the Nintendo DS a little bit longer for a track from Tales of Innocence. Here's Have a Good Rest Time, composed by Kazuhiro Nakamura. Take a listen. A little bossa in the back pocket with this track from Tales of Innocence on the Nintendo DS. That was Have a Good Rest Time, composed by Kazuhiro Nakamura. Tales of Innocence is another installment in the Tales series. I remember playing and enjoying Tales of Destiny on the PS1. I think that and maybe Tales of Phantasia on the Game Boy Advance are the only two Tales games I've played, but they were both pretty fun. I'm currently playing Unicorn Overlord on the Nintendo Switch, which I'm also enjoying. It reminds me of Ogre Battle, but a little less ridiculously hard with better overworld exploration. I would give it a score of 3 coconuts and 1 palm tree. Alright, this next game, I've never played it, but I played tracks from it. I'm talking V-Ball Beach Volley Heroes on the PS1. Here's Met Her at the Woodstock, and it was composed by Thomas Peterson. Enjoy. Thank you. Oh, baby, what do we got going on here? Talk about getting down with your funky self, good grief. That was Metter at the Woodstock, composed by Thomas Peterson from V-Ball Beach Volley Heroes on the PlayStation number 1. Here's a German language review from Power Unlimited circa 1998, which gave it a score of 9 out of 10. Of course, translated for your listening pleasure, quote, V-Ball is really addictive. Fight for hours for a point while your team gets injured in all possible places, all in the safe and cozy environment of your own home. Isn't the PlayStation fantastic? Exercise without sweating. I love the 90s. End quote. I mean, doesn't everybody love the 90s now? I mean, golly. Even the kids who were never even born in the 90s. Get a job. Okay, Oshiete Goshujin-sama is a PC visual novel released in 2002. Here's a track from the game called Easy Afternoon Living, composed by T. Sawamura. Check it out.
Thank you.
I mean, did I plan for this to be such a laid-back, comfortable situation of an episode? No, I didn't, but here's where we're at. Tisawamura, classing the joint up with Easy Afternoon Living from Oshiette Goshujin Sama, aka Tell Me Master, on the personal computer. You, as the main character, sees an advertisement for a new made android, and of course, you buy one. As the manual says, the maid can't perform all human functions. Only she doesn't age or die. What is it with the Japanese visual novel obsession with having sex with android maids? I mean, at that point, why not just stick your junk in a toaster? Hey, thanks so very much for hanging out with me. I sure do appreciate you all. Before we go, let's head to the arcade for our final track. It's from Street Hoop. It's called Magic Time, Ending and Staff Roll. Tatsuya Kiyuchi and Masaki Iwasaki are the composers. Take a listen.
Powerhouse layup. Cross court long shot. Slam down the back. Cross court long shot. Powerhouse layup. Cross court long shot. Powerhouse layup. Cross court long shot. Slam it down the back. Cross court long shot.
Okay, Powerhouse Layup, Cross Court Long Shot. I'm picking up what this track is dropping. And this track is dropping the beat. Ay, ay, ay. That was Magic Time, Ending and Staff Roll, composed by Tatsuya Kiyuchi and Masaki Iwasaki for Street Hoop on the arcade. Street Hoop was released in 1994, the year when the Houston Rockets defeated New York Knicks to win the team's first NBA championship. I mean, Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon won versus Patrick Ewing in the Battle of the 7-Foot Centers. Talk about a kaiju battle on the court. And off the court, we're making dreams come true every other week on The Last Wave. Thanks again for stopping by. If you like what's hitting your earbuds, let us know. Leave us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Pop into the Discord to say hello. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for all sorts of goodies. And of course, Patreon is a big way to help the show directly and keep the lights on at the KVGM studio. You know rent ain't cheap in Aqua City. If you become a member, you'll get access to a special show each and every month, The Last Wave After Dark. And before we go, let's head back to the request line for a track from Matthew. It's from 04champ on the PC Engine. It's called Seaside Memories. The composer is Sakushi Sasaki. And as always, my name is Hammock, your host, and this is The Last Wave.